USA Radio News with Wendy King.
NBA star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter were killed, along with nine other people on board a helicopter that crashed in Calabasas in Southern California. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby.
Our firefighters discovered approximately a quarter-acre brush fire that resulted from a crash on the hillside.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. At the Grammy Awards, Alicia Keys paid a tribute to Bryant.
Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
The Grammys are being held at the Staples Center where the Lakers play. This is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
There's a claim President Trump told his then-National Security Advisor back in August that he wanted to continue freezing security aid to Ukraine until officials there helped with investigations into Democrats, including Joe Biden. The president's statement was described by former National Security Advisor John Bolton in an unpublished book manuscript. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells CBS Bolton wasn't man enough to talk to him about this. The president's impeachment trial resumes on Monday. Many Democrats are now demanding they call witnesses. A new viral illness has accelerated its spread in China, with at least 80 deaths reported so far. The U.S. consulate in Wuhan, which is at the epicenter of the outbreak, will be evacuating its personnel aboard a charter flight. Concern is now growing over the potential impact of millions of people who are traveling back home after the Lunar New Year holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ford has come to a settlement with consumers over a long-standing transmission issue. USA's John Hunt reports.
Ford Motor Company will pay at least $30 million in a proposed settlement over a class action lawsuit relating to failing transmissions in its Fiesta and Focus vehicles. The lawsuit represents nearly 2 million owners and former owners of the cars which had bad dual-clutch transmissions. In addition to the $30 million in cash reimbursements, there will also be an easier process for people to get compensated and a simplified buyback program for defective vehicles. Ford spokesman T.R. Reid said the company believes the settlement is fair and reasonable and expects it will be approved during the final hearing on February 28th. The case was filed in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Joe Biden continues to lead the Democratic presidential field in a new national poll, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The former vice president ranked first in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders close second. The poll says Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has lost some support in recent weeks, while numbers are rising for former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.